Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to the series, A Woman After God's Heart, being intentional in our devotion to pursuing God during our lifelong Christian journey. Lesson 12, Our Legacy. Handing off our baton. Proverbs 20, verse 7, a righteous man who walks in his integrity, how blessed are his sons after him. What we do in our lifetime will be the story others read long after we leave this earth. What is the story we will leave others to read? Our legacy are the memories of how we lived our life. It is the baton we give to others of how we ran our spiritual race. What will be the legacy we leave behind, the baton we pass on to others? To pass on a legacy is declaring what was most important to us, how we lived our daily life, what we did with our trials and hardships. A legacy describes our beliefs and behavior, our choices and lifestyle, what and who we loved most of all, what our priorities were, how we chose to spend our time, and what we put our efforts into. We can leave behind a powerful, godly legacy, not because of any goodness or greatness in us, but rather because God, in His goodness and greatness, used our life as a legacy to honor Him. Our hope is the people who knew us will take our godly legacy and run their spiritual race to the very end as we did. What legacy will we leave behind? A legacy for good or bad? One that is worldly or godly? A legacy totally dedicated to God or showed complacency? One that was solid and steadfast or wavering and unsure? All about ourselves or loving and serving others? A legacy that showed a joyful life or a grumbling one? Sure, we will stumble as we endeavor to leave behind a godly legacy, but since we know our days are numbered, we get back up and continue the race set before us because our legacy matters. Our life is short, so each day matters as we build our godly legacy. James 4, verse 14. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Some of us will die young and some when we are old. Regardless, we each have the opportunity with the days God gives us to live our lives, to build a godly legacy. Part of that legacy is living a life of wisdom. Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we may present to you a heart of wisdom. A foolish life is one lived without walking in the ways of God. Then we have no godly baton to pass on. Look at the book of Ecclesiastes. It warns of how a life is wasted by pursuing the things of this world instead of the ways of God. Even believers can waste their life on what is useless, lukewarm, and indifferent, and thus not leave behind a godly legacy. Our human nature has the tendency to live in the moment. We get too busy to take time for God. We get distracted by all kinds of things that pull us off our path of putting God first. Solomon regretted his meaningless endeavors at the end of his life and thus warns us not to do the same. Ecclesiastes declares we have a limited lifespan before all opportunity is gone to leave behind a godly legacy. This is not talking about losing our salvation because we didn't pass a godly baton to others. Rather, it is speaking about not living out our salvation in such a way that has tremendous influence on others for what is eternal. Let's do PAT, practical application tools. What you do in your lifetime matters. It affects generations. You will pass something on. The question is, what? Four essential tools for a biblical legacy. First tool, walk with God. Second tool, build relationships. Third tool, serve others. Fourth tool, constant prayer. Tool number one, walk with God. Well, let's start first of all with loving God and obeying Him. If we don't love God with all our heart, then we won't walk with God. We can know about God, but this doesn't mean we love Him with all our mind and strength. If we don't love others, then we won't care about leaving behind a godly legacy. Passing the baton of a godly legacy starts with how dedicated we are to God on a daily basis and how we love others with a selfless love of Jesus. Matthew 22, verses 36 through 40. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." John 14, verse 15. "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." First tool to leave behind a godly legacy is to walk with God. Let's just think about these verses on walking with God. There are many more, so this must be an important issue to God. What it means to walk with God. Here are just eight ways, and there are many more. One, we are to walk carefully and wisely. Ephesians 5, verse 15. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise." Two, we are to walk uprightly. This means to live a life that is honorable. Proverbs 2, verse 7. "He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity." Three, we are to keep on the paths of righteousness. This means to walk with morality and decency. Proverbs 2, verse 20. "So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness." Four, we should walk with a loyal heart toward God by doing what is good in His sight. Isaiah 38, verse 3. "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what is good in your sight." Five, we are to walk humbly before God. Micah 6, verse 8. "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." Six, we are to walk by faith and not by what is apparent or proven to us. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Seven, we are to walk in such a way as to please God. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 1. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you received from us how you ought to walk and to please God. 8. We are to walk in the light, the truth of God's ways. 1 John 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Let's look at a couple examples of people who did not walk with the Lord. This is specifically talking about various kings in the Old Testament, but the same can be done today regardless of our title. Notice how they left a bad, sinful, evil legacy behind. 1. He walked in all the same sins of his father. King Abijah walked in sinful ways as his father did because he was not loyal to God. His legacy was being unloyal to God. 1 Kings 15, verse 3. And he walked in all the sins of his father which he had done before him. His heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. 2. Not only did King Joash walk in an evil way, but he passed that baton to others. His legacy was making others walk in sin because he did. 2 Kings 13, verse 11. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not depart from all the sins of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked in them. This clearly shows we can give the baton of a sinful lifestyle or a godly one. We can pass down a legacy that followed our own heart and the ways of this world, or a legacy that loved God and faithfully walked with Him. Tool number 2, build relationships. Make and maintain godly friends. Having wise friends helps us with our godly legacy. They speak truth to us in love. They correct us when necessary. They encourage us. They cry and laugh with us. They are loyal to us. Then we don't have to walk alone. Walking with God and godly friends is a powerful combination. Proverbs 13, verse 20, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. Proverbs 12, verse 26, the righteous should choose his friends carefully, for the way of the wicked leads them astray. Proverbs 2, verse 20, so you will walk in the way of good men and keep to the paths of the righteous. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Another way to build relationships is to be a discipler or be discipled. This is being a mentor or be mentored. The word mentor is defined as a wise and trusted counselor or teacher. Jesus made his style of mentoring clear. He led by example so that others could follow. Paul and Timothy are great examples of this. Paul's role in the mentoring or discipling process was to exercise patience as young Timothy grew in wisdom and faith. Paul spent much time teaching and exhorting Timothy to be discerning as he learned God's absolute truths. Paul also encouraged Timothy to not lose his passion for doing the work of the Lord. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20, Jesus commands Christians to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to follow his commands. As mentors and disciples, we are giving our spiritual baton to others so they in turn can continue to do what we have done for them. The third way to build relationships is share the gospel. A legacy we leave behind is to be bold and courageous to share the most important news we can give anyone, the good news. Hopefully, they will receive this good news. Some don't and some do, but God is the one that draws them to him. It's not about us and a secret method of sharing the gospel, but rather by the power of the Holy Spirit, lives are changed. We do our part and proclaim what Christ did for them and leave the rest to God. One of Jesus's last commands was for us to share the gospel. When we tell people the gospel, we are leaving behind the legacy of what someone did for us, shared the good news. We need to care enough to do the same. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20, and Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Tool number three to build a godly legacy, have a servant's heart. Mark 10, verse 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." One, have a servant's heart within our own home. Having a servant's heart as Jesus did is something that has tremendous impact. And the best place to practice this is within our own home, where many times the daily duties go unnoticed and unappreciated. Herein lies the opportunity to remember all we do, no matter how big or small, is for the Lord most of all. This attitude is the legacy we give to our own family. Two, have a servant's heart for the needs of others. Seeing the needs of those outside our home is another way to serve the Lord. A godly legacy that demonstrates care and concern for those who are struggling is putting faith and good works together. Proverbs 19, verse 17, "Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed." The English Standard Version. In the New International Version, it says, "Whoever is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward them for what they have done." The New American Standard Bible states, "One who is gracious to a poor person lends to the poor, and he will repay him for his good deed." Whoever is generous, kind, and gracious to the poor will be rewarded by the Lord. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7, "Each one must give as he decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Tool number four to build a godly legacy is to be in constant prayer. Colossians 4, verse 2, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, "Pray without ceasing." Romans 12, verse 12, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, Be constant in prayer. Philippians 4, verse 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. 1 John 5, 14. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. James 1, verse 6. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. It's important we pass the baton of being a praying woman, a woman that continually prays during the day about anything and everything. She could be doing dishes as she prayed, or on her knees, rocking in a chair, driving a car, anytime and any place. She was talking to God at every opportunity. God was continually on her mind, and thus she constantly talked to Him. To recap, four essentials for a biblical legacy. One, walk with God. Two, build relationships. Three, serve others. Four, constant prayer. As a woman that pursues the heart of God, she knows one of her purposes is to intentionally leave behind a godly legacy. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, follow my example as I followed the example of Christ. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you will consider listening to the whole series on A Woman After God's Heart and be encouraged as you do so. Please subscribe and share so others can know, love, and walk in the ways of God that transforms lives. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever.